Genesis 7, verses 6 to 24. A word to the ungodly. And what is that word? Well, it's three, actually. The ungodly perish. The word here is perish. Verse 23, or verse 22. Everything on dry land that had the breath of life in its nostrils died. Every living thing on the face of the earth was wiped out, men and animals and the creatures that move along the ground, and the birds of the air were wiped from the earth. Only Noah was left, and those with him in the ark. Oh, I know men scoff. I know men laugh and dismiss this. The Bible tells me so. Jesus warned me of it. The apostles spoke of it. And of course, experience confirms it. Men today mock and scoff and laugh at all this. But this is God's word for the ungodly. My friend, if you're an unbeliever, you're ungodly. We're all sinners. But the ungodly in this context are those who will not repent of their sins and trust in Christ for salvation. And the word for such is not only here, but it is here, is perish. Now, I didn't say sinners perish. All of us are sinners. I'm a sinner. It's the unbeliever, it's the ungodly man, the ungodly woman, the one who will not trust Christ, that will perish. Noah was delivered. Noah was saved. Noah was rescued in this flood. Verse 16, it was by the Lord's power and grace and mercy to him. The Lord shut him in. If I am saved, it's by God's grace. If I am damned, it's because I will not repent. You may say, well, that's unequal. Say what you like, my friend. I'm telling you what the word of God says. God holds me responsible. John chapter 3. Condemnation because light has come into the world. And men choose darkness rather than light. Talking about Christ, of course. They will not believe. You will not come to me. John 5:40. John chapter 16. The Spirit convinces of sin. Why? Because they do not believe in me. Noah was delivered by God's grace. He was a trophy of grace. The Lord had mercy upon him and moved him and delivered him so that he didn't go down with the rock. He didn't go down with the mass of humanity. And the mass of humanity, as we've seen time and again in these verses, is ungodly, wicked, sinful, turning aside from God. Chapter 6, verse 5, for example. The Lord saw how great man's wickedness on the earth had become, that every inclination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil all the time. The Lord was grieved that he had made man on the earth, and his heart was filled with pain, so he would destroy mankind. Again, in verses 12 to 13 of chapter 6, God saw how corrupt the earth had become, for all the people on earth had corrupted their ways. So God said to Noah, I'm going to put an end to all people, for the earth is filled with violence because of them. I am surely going to destroy both them and the earth. So make yourself an ark, and so on. God was merciful. God was merciful to Noah, and therefore he became a godly man. And therefore he was obedient. Verse 9, it says, as God had commanded Noah. This is how God commanded, and this is what Noah did. Verse 16, as God had commanded Noah, he was obedient. Chapter 6, verse 22, Noah did everything just as God commanded him, and so on. Chapter 7, verse 5, Noah did all that the Lord commanded him. And that was because God's grace was in him. And God had changed him. The responsibility, the power, the grace to save a man is God's. The responsibility for a man or a woman's damnation is their own refusal to trust Christ. Now the ungodly, they too were commanded by God here. Oh yes, they were commanded. Noah was a preacher of righteousness. There are several passages in the New Testament which show that Noah was a testifier, a preacher, a proclaimer of the gospel. Matthew 24:38-39, Hebrews 11:7, 1 Peter 3:20, 2 Peter 2:5, 2 Peter 3:3-8. These passages all speak of Noah and his testimony and his witness and his obedience and how he condemned the world. But surely he offered the world mercy. He invited, but they refused him. We read all this in the New Testament. Do you see, my friend, if you're an unbeliever, you have been commanded. God commands all men everywhere, and that's you, man and woman, to repent, Acts 17:30. God commands you to believe, and he warns you. If you do not believe, you will perish. If you do not trust Christ, you will perish. Mark 16:15-16, for example, and many other places. These people, you see, they have been commanded, and you have been commanded. This is a word for you. This is not back in history. This is now. Even as I'm speaking to you in 2016, and if you're hearing this in 2026 or 2046, whenever you hear it, it doesn't matter. You too are still commanded by God. Repent and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. The ungodly in Noah's day heard the truth. Noah was a preacher of righteousness. He was not only a builder of an ark. He preached to this people. And I'm trying to preach to you now. You may laugh as they did. You may mock, you may scorn, you may scoff, you may refuse, you may reject, you may dismiss. They did. But nevertheless, they heard through Noah, a preacher of righteousness. They heard the invitation. Surely Noah also prayed for them. I can't believe that he would just stand and preach. He surely prayed for his neighbors and his friends and his acquaintances. You are prayed for. I pray for you. I pray for all who hear me, that the gospel may be with power, that the Spirit of God may use my words, his word, as I try to proclaim it, and bring life to dead sinners, repentance to the hard-hearted, faith to the unbelieving. I want sinners to be converted. I want you to be converted, my friend. And that's why I'm proclaiming in this way today. These men had evidences. Those who perished all had evidences. They saw Noah. They saw his life. He wasn't perfect. Noah was a sinner. We're all sinners. But they knew he was a godly man. God had made him such. That was a testimony to them. You know some believing people. They saw the ark. Well, that was a testimony. That was an evidence. They'd never seen an ark before. Why build an ark miles from anywhere? Why build an ark inland? All that was crying out to them. Noah had warned them. We know he was a preacher. We know he told them. Why are you building this ark? The flood's coming. Why? Because of sin. God is going to damn the world and damn you. Come into the ark. They saw the miracles, all the beasts being gathered to the ark. They were surely invited to come in and join into this salvation. Maybe even some of them shared in the work. That's speculation. But perhaps Noah paid somebody to get some materials, or other people lifted stuff for him. I don't know. But there are many ways that these people were spoken to, and you have been spoken to. Some of you have mothers and fathers who have spoken to you, children who have spoken to you, brothers and sisters, friends at work, school. You've seen the testimony, the evidences. You've read the Bible. You've heard sermons. You've heard the preaching. You've heard me now. You're listening to me now. You know you're invited. You know you're commanded. You know you're warned. But you know, it says in Matthew 24:38-39, Jesus said they didn't know. But they did know. No, they didn't realize. It hadn't dawned on them. It hadn't penetrated their minds and hearts. Oh, they'd heard with their ears, like you're hearing now. But they didn't believe it. They scoffed. They didn't care. They were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage. Oh, we're going to go on the same as ever. Materialistic, self-secure, scoffing, ungodly, as I say. They were secure in their self-satisfaction, and that's what it was, self-satisfaction. They were materialistic, and they didn't believe a word that Noah was saying. And they scoffed. They mocked. And they stayed outside the ark. And I fear that you will scoff and mock and stay outside of Christ, even as I'm speaking to you now. Well, I have a word for you. A word for or to the ungodly. I said it's perish. All those outside the ark perished. It was a final destruction. It was an utter destruction. And although they'd been warned, it was utterly unexpected by them. They just did not believe it. But it fell upon them. And I warn you, my friend, with as much love as I can muster in my heart, as God will give me. I hope there's passion in my voice. There's earnestness. I plead with you. Come into Jesus Christ, the Ark of God, and be saved. Be delivered. Do not go down in the conflagration that's to come. 2 Peter chapter 3 is going to come. It's going to come. God is going to visit this world and visit us all in judgment, and we have to stand before him. It is appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment. And then eternity. Hell and damnation, or heaven and bliss. And it's only those in Christ who will enter into everlasting bliss. Please do not repeat the stupid mistake of these men and women in Noah's day. Only 8 were saved, a remnant. It may be that very few will come, but will you come now? Will you receive Christ? Lord Jesus, save me. Deliver me, wash me from my sins in your blood. Trust him, my friend. Turn away from yourself and your schemes and your works, your religion and everything else, and trust the Lord Jesus Christ. May God bless this chapter. May God bless this little discourse. May there be some sinner. Why just one? May many, many sinners hear this gospel, repent, believe, and be saved. Do not perish. I plead with you. Come to Jesus now.